across America and around the world. This is Veterans Radio.
This is Veterans Radio.
Welcome to Veterans Radio. I am Jim Fossone. I'm the officer of the deck today. We've got some great programs for you. I think you'll find very interesting. We always want to remind you, you can find more about Veterans Radio at its Facebook site or at the web. VeteransRadio.org is our new URL, VeteransRadio.org, where we're on the web 24/7. You can find a lot of our podcasts there as well. We post new ones every Tuesday, so you can get a new story, a new interview, something you didn't know before by going to VeteransRadio.org. And before we get started, we want to thank our sponsors. First up, we want to thank National Veteran Business Development Council, NVBDC.org. It was established to certify both service-disabled and veteran-owned businesses. You'll find out how they can help your business by going to NVBDC.org. We want to thank Legal Help for Veterans. Legal Help for Veterans fights for veterans' disability rights all across the nation. You can reach them at 800-693-4800 or on the web at legalhelpforveterans.com. We want to welcome to Veterans Radio today a couple of representatives from the nonprofit Zero Day, which our veteran radio listeners are going to listen and learn about. We've got Nate Cropsey on. Nate, welcome to Veterans Radio. And Jim Dentler. James, welcome to Veterans Radio.
Appreciate it. Thanks.
Well, let's start with this. I'll give a little bio on both of you guys, and then I'm going to ask one of you to talk about Zero Day a bit and how you got involved. But Nate is a Marine who is now with the Michigan Army National Guard in the role of a chaplain. That's an interesting transition. And with Zero Day, he's the director of veteran support projects. James Dentler is with the full-time with the Michigan Air National Guard, but spends his passionate time as the assistant manager of outdoor adventure therapy for Zero Day. Zero Day started in about 2012 with Chuck Ems and Tim Honeycutt getting together and saying, hey, there's a homeless veteran problem we've got to tackle, and they started tackling it. It's really expanded over the 10, 12 years at this point. Nate, why don't you start? Tell us a little bit about Zero Day.
Yeah, so I got involved with Zero Day. I was post my active duty time in the Marine Corps, and was going to school and trying to find out kind of where I fit. And met this guy, Tim Honeycutt, and he basically said, hey, do you want to go on a hunting trip? And started researching Zero Day a little bit, find out what they do. And it was kind of all downhill from there. I rode out in the vehicle with Tim about a 20-hour trip one way and just asked him all sorts of questions, got to know him and find out what Zero Day is about. And then locked him in the truck for about a 20-hour drive on the way home and to figure out how I can be part of it. And so Zero Day, we do a whole bunch of different things. I work with a lot of our veteran support programs. We have our headquarters at Silver Star Apartments in Battle Creek, Michigan. Down there, Silver Star Apartments houses 175 units that house veterans that have been homeless or struggling with homelessness. And do some therapy down there. We do our outdoor adventure therapy and recreation. But what I've found probably the biggest thing about Zero Day is it meets our veterans where they are, wherever they are in life, figure out what their current reality is, and then we help them transition to focus on a personal life vision and build a bridge from where they are to where they want to go.
Well, you know, it's great timing here that this started with a hunting trip. We're talking to Nate and James during deer hunting season. Nate's already reported he's Got a couple in the freezer this morning, so one for him and one from another guy. James is going out hunting later again today. So, James, why don't we start with how did you get involved with Zero Day?
Well, Jim, I appreciate it. I think this story is almost identical, actually. So another Zero Day member approached me and said, "Hey, you want to go out to Utah and go on an archery elk hunt?" And I said, "Yeah, but I've been married for 12 years and I work for the government, so I can't really afford to go out to Utah and go elk hunting." And he's like, "Oh, it's all paid for." And I said, "Okay, what's the catch?" And so the same thing, I rode out to Utah. It's a 20-hour drive in a vehicle, and I asked a bunch of questions and then didn't really get too many answers from the people I rode out there with, but then I rode back with Nate and a couple other Zero Day guys and got some more answers. Prior to Zero Day, I'd been involved in some other nonprofits. And honestly, like I won't name any names, but honestly, I haven't. I wasn't very impressed. There was some times where I thought that veterans were uncomfortable and that sometimes they were being used as PR tools. And I just wasn't okay with that. So I was kind of leery going into Zero Day, but I very quickly found out that the camaraderie and the sense of belonging that you get from Zero Day is absolutely what, you know, veterans that are coming off active duty, what they're seeking. So, you know, being in the outdoors, that's my wheelhouse. I love it. And the outdoor adventure therapy stuff, and I think Nate can probably attest to this, is it makes a huge impact. I think it allows veterans to open up. You know, when you get another vet who's stubborn and prideful and, you know, doesn't want to, you know, air out their dirty laundry and let them know or let somebody else know that they need help, it's easier for them to talk to somebody that's somewhat
other stubborn and prideful and grumpy veterans. I think you've just characterized all of them.
Yeah. So I guess what I see is the outdoors, whether it's, I mean, we're fishing, we're camping, we're doing hunting, you know, whatever we can do in the outdoors. I see it as an avenue to let veterans open up and let us know what kind of help they need. And most of the time you don't get that unless you're sitting by a fire at base camp, having a conversation, you know.
And James, there's a lot of, you know, real empirical research that the therapeutic value of this outdoor therapy, whether it be hunting or fishing. And Zero Day's not just here in Michigan. Give us some breadth and scope of the outdoor adventure therapy programs that you've been a part of.
We take an annual trip to the Uinta Mountains in Utah. We do an archery elk hunt. Usually that season is about 25 days, and veterans will stagger in throughout the 25 days. Obviously, we're not asking them to leave their jobs and their family for that entire time, but we usually they stagger in and out. And Tim Honeycutt, the CEO, he typically stays out there for the entire time. And we've had some pretty good success this year. I think we took 11 or 12 vets, correct me if I'm wrong, Nate, but I think we took 11 or 12 and we had two elk harvested. So that was a pretty, an amazing trip. Also we've had, we just sent, I think, four or five vets to Kentucky on a bear hunt. We had one successful harvest there. We've done some hog hunting down south. I can't remember if that was, I wasn't a part of that. Nate, was that South Carolina, North Carolina? Where was that?
Yeah, that was down in the Georgia area.
Okay. So I stand corrected. Apparently I'm not very good with a map, but, Yeah, there were some down in Georgia. So there's no boundaries to 0 day or the 0 day outdoor adventure therapy program. We try to get out there as much as we can, and we've had numerous opportunities to get vets out hunting. And then every year I started. This year will be our third annual. We do a winter camping thing up north. It's just one of those bucket list things that I wanted to do, and we have a great time. We've done some. We just go up and we set up a couple tents and put some heaters in them, and we hang out. We go coyote hunting and we hang out by the fire, and it's been a pretty amazing experience. So this year in February it'll be our third year of doing that. I haven't got Nate to go yet. I think he's afraid of the cold.
Well, you know, yep. Those Marines, you know how they are. They're very delicate. Let's talk a little bit about, as I said, 0 day kind of started attacking the homeless problem that it saw in the Lansing area, and it's been involved in a lot of different, with a lot of different organizations on housing issues and construction projects. Nate, can you talk any about that?
Yeah, some of it that happened up in Lansing was just a little bit before I actually came on with 0 day. But I know that Tim Honeycutt, when he started with his partners, their intent was to begin teaching the construction trades to the veteran population in Lansing, and so they would take on projects and have those veterans come out and actually learn construction skills on the jobs that 0 day was taking on. And now with our headquarters in Battle Creek, the apartment complex there has 175 units. And in order to live there, you have to be a veteran, a honorably served vet. And you also have to struggle with the homelessness side of things. So that facility is usually 80 to 95% full. A lot of vets from Michigan. When I first started working there, we had vets that were World War II era that were living there at the time. And now we actually just got a grant that is a grant to help with the homelessness side of things as well. So hopefully here in the next several months or so, we'll be starting another project. We'd like to focus on single family dwellings because we're finding more and more families with kids that are dealing with the homelessness side of things. So we see that need, and we're trying to step into that arena and provide some more housing for them as well.
Well, I think that's something that a nonprofit like 0 day can be more nimble about. Certainly homelessness among female veterans who often come along with some kids in tow don't fit the model of, well, we've got a one unit that you can go to. You really need that single family house for that kind of situation and that type of veteran, don't you?
Yeah, you really do. Otherwise, you end up having several families that are letting the veteran and their kids crash on the couch or in the basement, something along those lines. But living on top of each other, it adds to some of the different issues that we struggle with veterans, with the anger, the post-traumatic stress, any of those underlying factors that make it a little bit more difficult to stay in a house.
And Nate, tell us some more about, because beyond construction and helping vets get jobs and in that field and everything sort of associated with that housing issue, you've got a pretty wide array of veteran support programs. Can you talk about what 0 day does in that area?
Yeah, so a lot of our support programs actually they kind of touch each other, I guess you'd say. Like the outdoor adventure side that James is very intricately working in, we use that as an incubator for some of the other activities that we have going on. For instance, we have a family program that we do where we teach evidence-based practices for healthy parenting. And we use that to, we use that to help soldiers and veterans become better parents because they want to be a good dad or a good mom. And one of the ways that we can help supplement that or encourage that is having them go out and do a fishing trip together or do a a bow hunt together, something like that. But the programs are distinctly separate. We've just rolled out a new system. We call it the NOS system. It's a mental health assessment and a social determinant assessment. The social determinant piece is what are the resources in the community that might help offset some of the anxiety, some of the stress. Let's say we have a veteran that's trying to keep a roof over their heads and they're struggling to keep the lights on. Well, based off of their zip code, we can begin to work with that veteran on finding additional resources to help keep the lights on, keep a roof over their head, that type of thing.
Yeah, and I want to touch on both of those things for a minute, because as you talk about being a healthy parenting and saying, hey, we're going to take the whole family out on a fishing trip or a bow hunting trip, part of what you do here is take the financial pressure off so that they can actually enjoy that trip, which mm-hmm. they probably wouldn't be able to do without the financial support, correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
And on the mental health side of things, I think there's a lot of services out there, but the challenge is always that connection or networking to the appropriate available providers. And it sounds like that's what you're doing, is not so much recreating the whole mental health therapy environment or ecosystem, but making sure that veterans who need that help can mm-hmm. you kind of plug them into it, if I understand it.
Yeah, so we try to use our network to help those soldiers and veterans actually be able to walk through the door, knowing that this entity that they're going to talk to is a veteran-friendly entity. The other side of that is with James and what he's doing at the outdoor recreation side or outdoor therapy side, is the research is showing that I think it's a half hour a day, half hour to 90 minutes a day. Like 4 days, 4 or 5 days a week in the outdoors, being engulfed in the outdoors, that actually over time begins to reduce post-traumatic stress symptoms by close to 30%, which is phenomenal. So we begin to take a holistic approach. If you're in the outdoors, if you're in nature and the stress and anxiety begins to come down, if you are connected with a therapist that's or a chaplain or somebody that's willing to talk to you and work through some of the more intricate issues, and you begin to alleviate some of the stressors of everyday life by helping keep the lights on, well, now we're starting to actually build quality of life for our veteran population.
I want to point out to Veteran Radio listeners, because you may know somebody out there who needs some help, and Zero Day may be the right place to go to. But what Nate just mentioned and James talked a little bit about too is that your Zero Day is involved in making sure there's what I call a warm handoff from the veteran who needs a certain type of assistance to somebody at the other end who's veteran friendly, who knows how to work with veterans in these kind of situations. It's not walking in and doing a cold call and saying, hey, I need some help. It really is a warm handoff, isn't it, Nate?
Yes and no. The idea of helping walk them into a place where they need help, for sure. The other side is we don't seem to lose too many of our veterans in the Zero Day space. James and myself, for instance, once we started getting where we needed to be, we began to ingrain Zero Day into our everyday lives. So even with them going to see a counselor or getting their house put back together, whatever it might be, they stay in contact with Zero Day in some way, shape, or form. Some more than others, some longer than others. But I haven't seen too many people that have just walked out of our space and never come back.
Well, that's a testament to it, how well it works. James, can you talk a little bit about how many outdoor therapy programs Zero Day puts on in a year? Is it two? Is it 10? How does the size of the program work, and maybe how many veterans do you get to touch in a year?
I don't think we have like a specific number. We have our annual trips that we do. I mentioned the Utah elk trip and the winter camping thing. The Utah elk trip, I think that they've been doing that 7-8 years now, pretty close to since the beginning. And then you know, the winter camping thing. Those are typically the only like scheduled events that are scheduled annually. The rest of the stuff is mostly based around seasons and fishing times, like whatever the times are available, and what opportunities come our way. I think, you know, a lot of everything we do is based off of grant writing. So that, you know, the funding for a lot of that stuff is all based off of grant writing. I've dabbled a little bit in the grant writing space, since I got, into Zero Day, but like you said, the intent for that stuff is to, you know, get the families involved. Actually, my wife and I, did a fishing trip last year, just her and I, and a guide that Zero Day took care of for us, and it was pretty awesome. My wife tells me I'm a better person when I'm in the outdoors and involved with Zero Day. So I think that the sky's the limit, really. I mean, we have a foundation for an outdoor therapy program, but if somebody, you know, had an idea and said, hey, we want to do a whitewater rafting trip, or we want to do a, you know, we want to hike the Appalachian Trail, like whatever, the sky's the limit. I think Tim would entertain it and enable us. Like I say this all the time, that Tim's an enabler, and a lot of times that's taken in a negative context, and in this case it's not. At some point, I think you have to sometimes reel in the veterans. You know, if you got a guy that's working in a factory, he's underemployed, and his goal in life in 10 years is to be an astronaut heading to the moon, you might need to bring him back down to the reality. But for the most part, the sky's the limit, and whatever these guys want to do, the network that Nate talked about, him and Nate.
Part of this, it seems like to me, James and Nate, is that Zero Day has been able to partner, as you mentioned, James, with a lot of other nonprofits and organizations to help accomplish the goal. And Nate, do you see that in the counseling and therapy that you do? And is that inbred into the DNA of Zero Day, is that partnering aspect?
Yeah, the partnering aspect, the way that we approach things is we look at the veteran, and we take a look at their current reality. Where are you right now? And then, like James was saying, sometimes when we look at the personalized vision, where do they want to go? We need to make it help them see a little bit more realistically. But we meet the veteran where they are currently, where they currently are in their life, in their family, in their job. And then we help them build that bridge. And for some, it's making that connection with a therapist. For some, it's a parenting class. For others, it might be, let's rework your resume, or what are the other job opportunities to move from a job to a career. But it's a focus on the individual person and the individual family, and then finding the resources that help build that puzzle and put that puzzle together.
Well, it's obviously been a successful program or set of programs, and continues to expand. If folks are interested in knowing more about Zero Day, where would you direct them?
Yeah, I would direct them to our website. It's zero-day.us. If you get on there, you'll get a pretty good idea of the wide range and variety of things that we do. You can also contact Zero Day through that website. That's probably the best and easiest way to do that.
And again, if folks are out there and they say, hey, I'd like to contribute and help support maybe some of the programs that James is doing, or some of the work that Nate is doing, I assume that they could also donate resources. Maybe it's an opportunity for a fishing or a camping trip or something by going through the website. Is that right, James?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. They can reach out via email or phone from the website, and reach most of us, and
as we close out here, are there any of your partners or donors that you want to give a shout out to, because they've really supported these projects for you. We always like to give them a little airtime.
Yeah, the Path Foundation has been a big supporter of ours. They do some great stuff in the outdoors, and they like what we're doing with our veteran population, and it seemed to be a seamless fit. They've always been a good partner for us.
Well, as I say, you can't do this kind of work without good partnerships and good people supporting you. Nate Cropsey, James Dentler, we're glad you took a little time today to talk to Veterans Radio and explain what Zero Day is involved in and why it's so successful. We wish you both the best of luck out on the hunt, and thanks for your time today.
Yep, thank you.
Yeah, appreciate your time. Thanks.
And I want to thank everybody for listening to Veterans Radio today. I am Jim Fossone. It's been a pleasure to be your host. I'm a veterans disability lawyer at Legal Help for Veterans, and you can reach us at 800-693-4800 or legalhelpforveterans.com on the web. You can follow Veterans Radio on Facebook and listen to its podcasts and internet radio shows by visiting us at veteransradio.org. That's veteransradio.org. And until next time, you are dismissed.
If you have a VA claim denied by the Board of Veterans Appeals, contact Legal Help for Veterans at 1-800-693-4800. They're experts in handling cases before the U.S. Court of Appeals for Veterans Claims. Their number again, 1-800-693-4800.
We again want to thank our national sponsors, the National Veterans Business Development Council, NVBDC.org, VA Ann Arbor Health Care System, the Vietnam Veterans of America, Charles S. Kettles Chapter, Ann Arbor, Michigan, VFW Graf O'Hara Post 423 in Ann Arbor, and the American Legion Press Corps Post 46, also in Ann Arbor. We appreciate all your support. You can go to veteransradio.net, click on the sponsor level, and continue to support keeping Veterans Radio on the air. And until next time, you are dismissed.